This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'll let you guys start out. I'm going to lean.
Okay.
All right.
If that's, all right.
Yeah. If that's how you want to do it.
We'll okay. We can start this one.
We'll do it that way. This one.
Is that not?
Kevin, this one.
Yeah.
Chris just told me.
Yeah.
Hayes and I are going to start.
Guys, I'm sorry. That was. That was controlling of me. I don't know why I took a leadership role.
Mark it. Sean and Hayes starting
version. You might want to record a little like opening thing. So people aren't freaked out.
Let's get a header on it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want you to think I was being rude by reclining. That's the only reason I said that. I didn't want you to think, oh, Chris is lazy.
In a chair that's not really... Oh, no, that reclines pretty nicely.
Yeah, it's built for it. It's got a little lean
to it. It's got some give.
No, I'm pushing it. It doesn't do that naturally.
Oh, you're just pushing it really hard?
So
are the front legs coming up off the ground?
No, This is steel.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
The combination of heat and pressure is...
Gracious me.
And velocity. 35 mph.
Kevin slows down Chris's footage because his movements are so jerky and violent.
Well, Zoom is doing it naturally. I have it on a MPH smoother because I'm moving so fast that you guys would throw up.
Wow.
Oh no. Tom Cruise is gonna hate that you're smoothing your footage.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson's gonna kick in the door and adjust your video window. But I like that. I love that idea. Hayes and I will start.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Let's see if it works. Let's see if
real,
it works.
Real quick, actually, before we do, Chris, do you mind if we play the song?
Oh my God. I regret. I am regretting.
Just say I regret.
So
I regret
much.
Is
I regret.
It's a catch-all I regret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I regret.
That's going to work for the whole episode.
I regret.
Here we go.
Yeah, please play it.
So what I have so far is, he was a tater boy. She said, I'm your waiter boy. There's no potato for dinner. So the idea, he's a tater boy. He went to a restaurant and ordered potato.
Yep.
And the server says, we don't have potato. You can't just order potato for dinner. And so this is kind of the message that the whole Potatoes Council is trying to send, that why can't it be an entree? We're butchering the potato every time we serve it. Why can't whole potato be something that you order at a restaurant? But they want to do the whole, for this spot, I guess for the extended spot, they want the entire song.
So they're doing like a 3-minute version.
Yes.
And then they want to be able to chop it down and segment it into like a 60 second, or a 15 if it's like tagged on the front of
huge digital buy pop up that appears behind the window that you're currently using. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the screen, not even really on screen, you have to drag it into position to see the window. It's completely invisible.
It's so funny, because they request this full length version, which you can luxuriate in it. Although 3 minutes is a little too long, but I guess Google's algorithm says that that's like the ideal time to get click. I wouldn't want a video to be that long, but I guess most people do. But they're ignoring the fact that most people will only ever see the 30.
Yes.
And when you have a long cut like that, the brutality of the 30 is not at the forefront of your mind. The brutality, the viciousness, of how aggressively you need to chop down. So you may not have time to ever say the word potato in the 30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So now it may all be tater. Idea. Oh, great. So in the
let's
name,
get an alt. Let's get an alt. Let's get tater instead of potato because yes. you don't have that third syllable. Right. And then it's yes. it's the potato council. It's not the tater council. So don't make me drag it out and extend it. If you're not prepared to leave time on the day mm-hmm. to get these alts where we can say instead of like, so yours was he was a tater boy.
Yes.
We probably just have tater boy.
It just says tater boy. Well, it's supposed to line up with the song.
I know.
So it just comes in on Sorry. It just comes in on tater boy.
Don't apologize.
Like that.
Yeah. Tater boy.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
But it's but I agree with the premise. I actually think it's a good idea to get it out there of like potato should be an entree. Mm-hmm. We don't have to like fuck it up and like just like mutilate it every time. It's like put mm-hmm. the potato down and let's have dinner like a family.
The whole potato council has been they fully anticipate that the French fried potato council is going to. Come try to bury this campaign.
Is there any like kind of social media
pour
push
money into it
separately? I just think that like once you've built
a hashtag,
the world,
and this yeah, is where I want Chris to like.
I'd
both
like
on
Chris's
the song parody,
input,
and
yeah.
I want his input on the hashtag campaign as well. You were instrumental, sort of behind the scenes, in saving AP Bio, saving The Good Place, which I don't think was ever really under.
Yeah, I remember
threat
you,
necessarily, but like just in case.
Are you being served? I was instrumental in that one. Yeah.
Mm. Hashtag save served.
Yeah.
Yes.
You yeah. canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but then you also did help it get saved.
I didn't help it
I think
get
you
saved.
Felt like the home.
No,
right?
I didn't help that
no,
one.
No, I just watched it die and then someone else brought it back. Yeah. I wanted that one off.
I had heard that you brought it
Babar.
Back to life
you remember
just
Babar?
To kill it again. You saved Babar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You saved Babar, huh?
Well, Babar. I did the live action remake with Richard Gere as Babar.
And they Americanized it too.
With those tiny little eyes, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, no, I think Tater Boy, I mean, it's hard to fully grasp what it is that you're talking. You're trying to push the potato as an entree, right?
The whole potato as something that you can go at a restaurant and you can just
and
order potato and they will bring
just
you a
you
whole
sit
potato.
Down and say potato or I
yes.
guess tater.
This
yeah.
is this a campaign that you guys must have been discussing prior because you definitely started this in the middle of it, right? As we started today, or is this the
this
first?
This is a continuation of a discussion that we were
okay,
having.
Good. With, okay.
Late last night.
Yeah. So yes. we had it. We both fell asleep in the middle of the conversation.
Got
we
it.
Both woke
got
up,
it.
Started the show.
Got yep. it.
And
got
so
it.
We just sort of picked up right where we left off. We both fell asleep on the phone.
So that was off air. And then, so that important preamble was off air. And then you mm-hmm. jumped in. I got it. Okay. Well, from what I understand, and you're talking about the goring of it, which is going to happen to cut it down on socials, Sean, right? And
it's, God, it's just the gonna, brutality of the 30.
It's like a woman getting gored at Yellowstone. Like how that happens. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that happens every six
Almost
months.
Almost every day.
Yeah,
yeah
daily.
It is. It's less than 6 months. I'd say it's every couple weeks.
And they always say gored. It's always mm-hmm. gored. But
a bison gores are
always.
And yeah.
It's always that.
And it's like, well, she shouldn't have been so close. And it's like, but the bison's on the walking path. Like they have these walking paths that you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Move away from. So
well,
bisons I don't
have
know
the right
who's
alley.
To blame.
The bisons have the right. Well, they're European. They pass on. They use left and mm-hmm. right, and that's how that.
That's so much of it, isn't it?
It's
the American bison is European.
It's so much of it. But I think what you're saying ultimately, Sean, is that you're going to miss. I mean, you're going to be lucky to even get Tater Boy in the.
Let's
in the,
plan it. Let's write it to the 30 because mm-hmm. primarily, I mean, it's going to be playing during football game,
M&M store,
and the Oscar, yeah.
the big football yeah. game,
yeah,
yeah. yeah.
And you're, so we're going to see it there more so
TVs.
Than people will see it on, well, yeah, on gas station TVs. So I just think these long ones we put so much time into it and like, yeah, okay, in a perfect world everybody's gonna click on this 3-minute videos. I don't know that people will seek that out. I ask about social media, I want your help, Chris, because my vision is post the story of the commercial.
I don't like where you're going. Okay.
Post the story of the commercial, whatever this song ends up being.
Uh-huh.
That as you're scrolling through your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, that there's a promoted post, which is a direct-to-camera video from the perspective of the server who was helping the tater boy, saying how her perspective has been changed, how she offers potato now and she can't believe she didn't. She's embarrassed. From the tater boy, how happy he is to get his food now. And from the potato, saying, this is how I like to be eaten.
Interesting. You asked the boy's age?
Yeah, how old is the
38,
boy?
38-year-old.
Oh,
38,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. He's in his late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a tater boy.
Okay. So I don't know if boy is exactly the right term for that. You know, that's an elder millennial. That is a tater. Well, you're not going to get tater boy in the jingle at all. You're just going to, but for 30 sec, we got to write around the 30-second cut.
30 second. Let's write it to the 30 and then build off it rather than writing this big, funny, awesome thing and then getting in there with a scalpel and like taking, you know, stealing these little moments until it doesn't hang together at all.
It's just going to be a snare drum is all it's going to come down to.
That's what we're going to hear if we do it this way. So yeah, like, yeah. I appreciate the effort you've put in, Hayes. And I actually think it's good. We have to cut it down.
Actually. Okay. Yeah. It's good. Wow. Great.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, I think we need to think like industrial soundscape. And I think we need to use cold imagery. Cold.
Okay.
Kind of think like kind of color corrected blue imagery, very slow, and we're only gonna have time for two shots. Ultimately, and I think
sterile.
Yeah,
a sterile room with steel walls.
Okay, we have, just as you're thinking about the color temperature and things like that, we have Rich Voss as the tater boy.
Got it.
He can play 38.
Yes.
He so can you play have 38.
You have Rich
and
Voss,
he can change his own color temperature. Just, you know, give him a couple minutes and he will personally change.
So he's going to be doing a lot of ad-libbing. He's going to be kind of uncontrollable, and he's going to be doing a lot of like very tourist friendly negging of the crew,
which for the 30 is God, just like the abattoir that the editing bay is going to become. With Rich's tourist-friendly ad-libbing, trying to fit that into the 30.
And Bonnie McFarlane texting him, "Where are you?"
He didn't tell her.
No. No, he doesn't tell her shit. He's just there. He's there in like a leather vest, reeking of one Michelob Ultra the night prior.
Well, and you get him there on the day, and you roll.
You keep using the term on the day, and it is turning me on a little bit. I have to say.
I get excited too about that level of, you know, that production. When you're actually there, and it's a live set, it's a hot set.
Lock it down.
And it's sound speed, right?
Mike moving. Mike moving through. Mike flying
sounds
over.
Sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And we're holding for the plane.
Holding for? Yeah, no, you're making me sweat right now.
No, it's incredible, the feeling of being there. But you,
Do you know, Sean, that I'm on set right now? Do you know that? Do you know for what? Did you read about it?
I don't, actually. Is it for a competing vegetable ad campaign?
Slightly. I mean, it's we're on the same lot, and I didn't want to tell you about this, but we're Michael Mann is reshooting Collateral with me and Randy Rainbow, and I'm playing Tom Cruise's part. It's for $20,000. He goes, I wanna remake Collateral with people who were famous on Facebook in 2016.
I liked Collateral.
And Randy Rainbow is playing Jamie Foxx. He's got these tiny shitty glasses. He looks like shit, and I'm Tom Cruise. I'm Tom Cruise's part, I got gray hair and I'm holding a gun to Randy's head saying, drive the car, motherfucker.
Wow. Drive.
Yeah, it's really,
So I heard that you're both getting paid $20K and it's being shot in $20K.
That, well, see, people are showing up seeing the early screening. Gruesome. People, you don't want to see Randy Rainbow and me in beautiful $20K. You're seeing cells of the eye. And if we showed it at Con and everyone threw up facing each other. Everyone started, and we were just showing the daily
4 minute standing throw up.
Yep. And Randy timed it, and then
wow.
And Randy and I aren't on speaking terms because I had a thing with his wife, and yeah, he has a wife.
He has a wife.
He's faking it. He voted for Trump, and he has a wife.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Angela Rainbow. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I heard that you can see Randy Rainbow's eye floaters.
Oh, this guy's never had a fruit or vegetable in his life. This guy's living off of hot dog buns. That's his primary source of protein.
Oh my God. Yeah. This sounds so good to me because I like collateral, but I look at these movie stars up there and I go,
right.
Can I please see someone who looks like me on screen? Like
looks worse
I have,
than me.
I have scurvy, you know, I have a wife, right?
Right.
I'm very sick.
Right.
And I never watch that. It's always Tom Cruise. And I go,
exactly.
Oh, this guy's got a lot of problems. Yeah, right. Tom Cruise. No, he's doing well. What about me? I'm very sick, you know. I go to the theater. I assume this will be in the theater.
Definitely. I mean, we're shooting it in 24 hours. So
I go to the theater and I go, can I see one person on screen who looks like me, who's right. physically ill, and
who's
was
vile.
Not
yeah.
prepared to be filmed?
Right, right. Yeah, someone who looks like an older cousin that doesn't leave the house. And that's why Michael Mann said, I want to do it with you two. And wow. I didn't want to distract from, I just wanted to let you know we're on the same lot right now. And so
no, I didn't know. It's just, not distracting at all. In fact, it really fills in the world for me.
Good. Michael Mann says, he says, let me be clear about this. It's going to suck. He said that at the table read before we even started it.
Wow. I love that take charge attitude. Just get mm-hmm. in front, set the mission statement.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could really suck. Which is cool. Like, that's the thing for me now is I want to see something that sucks. Like I go to the movie theater and it's Tom Cruise or whatever. And I'm going like, why doesn't this suck? Like my life sucks. Yeah. I don't feel good. It yeah. is very hard for me to do just about anything.
Yeah.
So like, where's that?
Where's that experience?
Screen?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
why
here.
Doesn't it feel like, I guess sometimes the guy on screen is having a hard day, but he's Tom Cruise. How hard could it be? What I want is the guy looks like he's not doing well and it feels unprofessional. Like I go like, oh, whoever was doing this, like behind the camera was going through something very unfortunate, similar to my life circumstance.
Oh, has never had a proper victory in his life. And also, has yeah. never had a glass of water. At best, mm-hmm. sparkling water is the mm-hmm. that's how we're hydrated by sodas. You know,
is drinking sparkling water and yeah. not a name brand.
No, so
like can't like no higher than the Michael Bublé bubbly brand sparkling water can they get access to. Good and Gather is primarily what
it's the combination of two words from other brands. It's like Crystal Springs.
It tricks you.
Exactly.
If you're in a rush, it tricks you.
Yes.
It's like people yeah. using like coffee shops using the Starbucks font.
Aero Geyser.
Didn't Joe Biden send out that Michael Bublé seltzer with all those COVID tests?
Yes.
Didn't we get those?
Yeah, it was great.
Sent out blue. It was grape. I got blue raspberry.
Okay. Oh, they did mix it up. I was wondering. Yes. I said, did everybody get grape? My parents got grape too. So I got
sake.
Grape. Maybe it was alphabetical.
Sake flavored.
I got Michael Bublé's Bublé sake. He goes, buckle up. This is Bublé sake.
Sake Bublé. Wow.
Sake Bublé. And his son, he makes his son chug it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets his son sake buzzed.
I was at the store yesterday. TikTok. They had Pokemon flavored Bublé.
Not even any specific one?
No!
Just Pokemon?
No, it was just Pokemon Bublé.
I didn't recognize your voice. I thought that was a fifth member of the chat right now coming in sharing that. I didn't even place that with you. It was like a totally different man.
Chris, when he talks when about I get the store, fired up...
the conversations about the store will sort of bring out.
When I think about the
voice.
Store, that's where I'm really alive.
The store.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're one family. Yeah.
Yes. We talk about the store.
When
the
Sean
show.
Thinks about the store.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan check in on their fantasy football team. The boys help producer Josh with his email phishing class. And the Flagrant Ones are joined by Nick Weiger to mostly talk all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Chris at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Tater Boy thing, I think it's a really good campaign, because it is important to push the idea of a potato as an entree. And I think you need to think about who you're gearing it towards.
It's so fucking big.
The potato?
Yeah. I mean, really think about it versus some of the other stuff we eat.
Totally. It's starchy and it's big. You're talking
this
about
this motherfucker's
the size.
Big. That's like, right. That's not an entree.
No, you're right. It should be seen as a chicken. A potato should be seen as like in
what's
the family.
The fucking difference?
It's a meat.
It is.
So if we continue from there's no potato for dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It go that
potato for dinner.
I was in the part of the song, I guess it's the end, where with the guitar. Now he's a superstar slamming on his guitar. So,
oh, you don't want to change the lyrics at all? You want to just keep the Ivel plotline?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just anchoring this discussion in the lyrics.
Rich
I'm
Voss just grounding this.
No, he's orienting us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rich Voss just started splashing water on himself hearing about the idea of him playing a superstar.
Well, there is a Voss water too. That could be
wow. See that could be the
out
twist.
The second S, or he just scratches it up with his finger because he's nervous. He's actually really shy.
What if it's a real? What if it's silent? And what if it's what if we ditch all this? And this is going to be more subliminal. And what if it's an image of, so we take Rich Voss, and then through computer animation, he slowly morphs into one of those pristine glass bottles of Voss water over the course of 30 seconds. 3 minutes would be even better, because it would be...
Well, Chris, to stop you?
Yeah.
When we talk about the 30-second spot, you actually have more like 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, so you're adding an ad
ad within it.
There's bumpers. There's bumpers on it. We need, you know, to make room for the montage. There's the potato council.
The French fry potato banner council has bought an ad within the whole potato council.
The potato men have bought an account. Okay, so
the French fry potato men. Yes,
got it.
But you have more like 22 seconds to tell your story, and then they're going to do their work.
And then the 8-second ad on top of that has an ad in, but so it's basically you're adding an ad tessellation, right? So for every ad, so eight.
That has nothing to do with me. You may be right. For the 30-second spot, we have 22 seconds to tell our story. So if you want him to turn into a water bottle, I like it. We're going to have to speed it up.
There's stuff about it I really like.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. It doesn't get me to potato in the same way Tater Boy did.
How though?
Huh?
I'm asking how. No.
How Voss becoming the water bottle? Voss water bottle.
How don't you see the idea of a potato in there?
I'm gonna need a moment, just because I'm afraid that I should feel embarrassed.
Okay, I have another idea. Instead of, okay, to be more potato, you're right. It's not, you shouldn't be embarrassed, Sean. You're right. There's not a lot of potato in there. What if?
I guess a potato is like a, I guess the Voss water bottle, more than any other water bottle on the market, is just a tube. And a potato is a tuber.
And Rich Voss himself, think about that. You're not thinking about looking into that man's eyes. Imagine he's trapped now. He's tiny. He's trapped in a Voss, in a Voss water bottle. And he's screaming, get me the fuck out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. Where's
so
Barney?
For the ad, just because the ad is going to run on network and stuff, ideal if we want to get eyes, he's not going to be able to say
swear
fuck. Yeah.
He could say bitch. He could say get me the bitch out of here.
Yeah.
Get
me, comma, the bitch out of here. So
get me the bitch out of here.
Rich Voss is the bitch, starring in Tater. Rich, so it's called Tater Boy.
The bitch is Tater Boy.
So we never see Tater Boy. It's almost like Waiting for Godot. We never see Tater Boy. What we see is Rich Voss playing the bitch. So the Tater Boy is this very, very loud off-screen presence that we feel, but we don't see. I think that the imagination is stronger than any visual. So this is going to get people salivating over the idea of a potato.
Is it possible to format the bitch like the witch did with two V's?
Yeah.
It said it's two B's.
Two B's stacked vertically. Like bunk beds. Yeah. The bitch.
The ditch. The ditch.
The ditch. I think is how you would pronounce that in old
English.
Waiting
for Godot. Is there like an S&M element to this thing? Like, is there like a kink thing happening?
Yeah, I don't
think. Am I crazy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't like, you mean between the two men? Oh, you think they're aroused by the waiting?
Somebody's like on a leash in this thing.
You are absolutely
is
right.
Is it Ponzo or whatever on a fucking leash? Like,
is
we don't think the guy who
Ponzo.
Wrote this.
Pongo and Purdy, yeah, are on leashes. And Queequeg, is it one of them named Queequeg?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
And one of them is on all fours, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, is that
pants.
Just like, we're all like, ooh, this smart play. It's like, this freak's just trying to get off. He's just got a fucking kink and he goes like, can I make people do this in front of me? And everyone says it's good and it's okay. And it's like, yeah, just tell everybody it's smart and act all weird. It's like, so dude, why aren't you like me and just get right out in front of it and go, this is what I'm into, okay? Rich Voss trapped in a water bottle is how I get there.
Get off. It's the only thing that's going to get me there. Rich Voss trapped in a beautiful tank, not able to text his bride, Bonnie McFarlane, screaming, get me the bitch out of here. That's the only way to get me there, too, right now.
We're going to have to write against a little bit. This could actually really work because when the French Fried Potato Council ad comes in, it comes in the middle, and they did get Voss. They
that was a big L for us. We took a major L when the star of our campaign signed with the competitor for an ad that was going to take place in the center of our ad.
Yes.
Wow.
And so he says that
undercut us, and for less money than we paid.
I think both sides lose in that.
That's us.
That's not good for either of you guys.
I don't know if it's a win for them, but it's an L for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I know from the cut I've seen, he says that he was lying,
and he says don't watch the rest, which is like gonna kill us.
Yes.
In the back half, when we've. In the test markets that we've started to roll out sort of dummy versions of this.
They obey.
Yeah, they do end up not watching the rest. I got to say, him signing, I haven't taken an L that big since I was in Chicago.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I mean, Sean, I have to ask.
Because the L there is huge.
Yeah, it's so big.
I got to ask. I mean, it's. Can you tell me about the major L that you took in Chicago?
Yeah.
Sounds
that giant
major.
Metal bean fell on me.
Oh my god! talk about
the
it.
Bean
talk
fell
about
on my
an
foot.
L.
Wow.
You took a major L there.
yeah, that big ass fucking bean fell on my foot. I thought it was sturdy, you know. I thought you could like mess around with it, push on it and stuff. Yeah.
Take a date there. No, but it fell right on. Were you humiliated in front of your date?
My date didn't want to, you know, she don't want somebody with a big fat foot like that. My foot swelled up like a balloon immediately. I think I was allergic to the metal on the bean in addition to getting my foot hurt.
A lot of people are allergic to the bean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Chicago, the giant one. Yeah. It's like an old metal.
Nah, my date was basically like, you know, this is it in terms of you getting lucky tonight.
Last time we talked, Sean, I was in Tallahassee. I remember flooring it to my Airbnb to spend 5 beautiful minutes with you guys. And I hate to bring this up, but it's something that I've thought about quite a bit since. At this time, you were in the midst of a sick
there was sort
psychosexual
of a sick
game
psychosexual game with my wife taking place. Yeah.
I haven't stopped thinking about that.
It was this cuck kink fetish that got so out of hand.
She was so kink plays a major role in your life. And you were saying that she would just stare at you from the top of the stairs and just kind of like, because I think I was wearing overalls and you said it reminded you of what of the game.
Yeah,
she would
sort of remove one shoulder strap.
One of mine fell. Yeah.
And it was rather enticing, I suppose, to most. But what was actually exciting to me was that I knew it wasn't for me. It was for a guy standing right behind me.
He was in
a
your
young
house?
Artist in town.
Oh, my God.
Just passing through, really.
Like, just a passing artist? What kind of art was he making?
A touring artist, yeah.
Well, he was sculpturing. He was sculpting my wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was doing something else to her, too.
Right. No, I remember hearing about that. And
I'm now in a position where in order to get her excited, I have to murder him. And then the only way for me to calm down is to go out to my snail shack and just sort of smirk. Just kind of smirk at these beautiful creatures and their mucus-covered bodies.
The smirk, it wasn't the snails, it was you would have to smirk at them for yourself to calm down?
I smirk and then they sort of ooze their way around my hand and forearm.
This does not sound like an ideal adulthood, Sean.
Well, you won't believe what I did next, Chris, is I put the man's wallet, the victim of my murder in this cuck kink fetish, at the very bottom of the snail tank inside my shack. Well, that's evidence. It's almost like I wanted to get caught, not unlike my wife.
So you come home from your date to your wife. Mm-hmm. With this balloon foot, she obviously puts together everything.
This was a separate date from your wife. This was another woman.
This is
I
part
thought
of the...
maybe it could work both ways. You know, okay, she's out doing all this like
doing God knows what with this traveling artist.
Me, yeah, I actually know what I watch them. But I think, well, maybe, you know, maybe this time she'll have to kill someone, she'll be the one in the snail shack, although I don't really want her to go in there. It's kind of mine. But I think we'll mix it up. You know, it's gotten a little stale, the cuck kink fetish.
Oh, so that's
a psychosexual game.
That's what I remember. It's a sick psychosexual game
it
with
was
your wife.
Sick. But I think, well, maybe this will make it healthier. I go on a date and
in
I
Chicago,
take my date to Chicago. You know, we go to see the bean.
You flew. That's a pretty big flight. It's a good 3-4 hours flight.
Yeah, and we were in New Orleans, I think, my wife and I. And then I say, well, let's, you know, I'm not going to go on a date right here. Like, let's go to Chicago. I've been meaning to get a look at that bean anyway, kind of to push it around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wanted to see it, but you also wanted to do what everyone's doing to it. Maybe to feel like you're impacting, because you haven't had access to your wife.
I think it's one of those trick photos people do where they're, where it looks like you're like, you know, holding the Eiffel Tower or something, but you're far away.
I always love those. I always those really brighten up my day.
I can't get enough of the damn things, Chris. And so I
like you're getting pegged by the
Empire,
by the Statue of Liberty. You know, I love that's the big one that I like.
Yeah, the Tower of Pisa
that one requires
right
you
up
to bring
my fucking
bring a prop on the ferry with you. How many times you get on the ferry and you realize you forgot your...
the penny.
I'm holding up the tower. I go, it's leaning, guys. Little help.
I crack up every time when I see those. I just never see it coming.
I can't get enough. And I'm thinking, you know, not that the bean is one of those, but as I look back, everybody who I see sort of like with their hand on the bean or pushing the bean, they must be doing an optical illusion. Cause I went up and pushed it and the fucking thing is loose as all hell. It just drops right off the platform. Yes. And
see, that is such a liability.
Destroys my foot.
Smush your foot, roll into Lake Michigan.
You were just looking to get a fun photo, like the guys that go to Easter Island and make it look like they're getting sucked off by the heads.
Yeah.
You just were trying to get one of those fun Facebook photos that people...
Head, right? From the
what's Easter weird Island is how guys. People in those photos, they put both hands behind their head.
Right.
Or sometimes like put them both like at their sides, kind of like jauntily. Just do it normal. Just let both your hands hang at your sides.
Be real. Yes. Be real
just
about
do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just do it how you would do it, which
put
is
your hands
put
in
both
your
hands in your back pockets. Put them in your back pockets and sort of crook behind you so we could see what's going on.
Yeah.
Or put one on, you know, put one on your holster for your, you know, on your hip holster for your sidearm. And then have the other one buried
on
deep
piece.
In your lower cargo pocket. And
you're talking about
concealed
carries
loop,
right
through
now,
the hammer loop on your painter's jeans. Just put it there. I like the ones that are hashtag Bonehenge, where you're fucking Stonehenge.
That was our you need a special lens.
Yes, just it's forced perspective. No, yes. Peter Jackson inspired.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
Of those
you need a lot
of Lord
help.
Of the Rings stuff.
You need a lot of VFX to pull off Bonehenge, but a lot. But it's really worth it. It's really, really worth it. Yeah.
Well, the elves and elf are big, but it's just the way they shoot it makes it look like Will Ferrell's even taller.
Will Ferrell's? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic? Just like how crazy we all went, and we were all buying those Rancho Gordo giant metal beans.
Of course.
We're like, oh, we need this to be like shelf stable. Like, oh, I'm gonna use it. Like, I'm gonna become like someone that uses dried giant metal beans now instead of just
I'm gonna be bean
the
dad.
Canned ones.
We all thought we
were all
gonna
be become
bean dad.
Bean dad.
Yep.
Nah.
It was that time was so it's like
it's
just
embarrassing.
Get the canned ones.
Yeah. It's embarrassing to me.
Everyone also bought a gimbal. I remember that in the beginning of the pandemic.
And everyone was buying
everyone
gimbal
got gimbals.
It's just, beans.
Yep. And it's lying around the block and it's like, sorry, sir, that was the last gimbal. You're just like fuck me, man.
God, what,
and
I
had gotten up
doing?
At 2 a.m., you know, to go to the gimbal store.
You stayed up all night.
I guess.
It's okay. You got up at 2 a.m. It's okay. We can say you got up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
No.
No, I'm sorry. No,
Sean, no,
you
guys
called
inappropriate. My ass out. Let's deal with
it. It's inappropriate. I'm sorry.
I'm fudging it a little bit, you know, but yeah, I didn't sleep at all. I stayed up the entire night.
I mean,
you were pretending to sleep, but you were clearly
I pretended
not sleeping.
To get up at 2 a.m., but I wasn't asleep. My eyes were wide open.
Sean,
I
called you out. I'm sorry.
No,
I
need
like
that.
It's like overstepping in the beginning of the episode where I told you guys I'd sit this
one out. I need that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's whatever, man. That's in the past. No, I need my friends to call me on my shit sometimes. I stayed up the whole night. That whole got up at 2 a.m. I was just trying to sound cool.
Well, I get it. I mean, it's because you were up all night and every second you were saying the word gimbal.
I got an image to protect.
Gimbal, and then gimbal. you said that you had gotten. I remember you.
I said I got the gimbal.
You video chatting me. You said you had gotten the gimbal. But your hand is clearly fully closed around your phone. It's like it's obscuring the lens. There's clearly no gimbal like positioning happening.
Yeah.
Like you're
I had a shopping bag that I just put like some old cans in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like crinkling them around and going like, you doesn't hear sound, that? That's the sound like of a gimbal fresh gimbal.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like it. And it wound up one of the cans had a mouse living in it, and then the mouse came out and I said, oh, that's a good gimbal when the mouse bites your arm.
You went live on Facebook, I think, to debut this too, I remember. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, there's clearly no gimbal here, and you're getting bit by a mouse.
That was a pretty big L as well.
we don't need to keep going over your L's. I mean, I guess I asked about the Chicago one, but
no.
We don't
but this is what I've been saying. You know, I look up on screen and I go to these movies, and it's like maybe somebody's taking an L, but it's Tom Cruise. How big an L could it be? And it's like I want to see
Randy Rainbow.
Randy and Angie Rainbow on there.
Just not talking. Well, that's the thing. Angie is in. She refuses to let Randy out of her sight now. So she's in all. She part of her is in all the shots in the car because she's sitting shotgun, and I'm in the back, silver hair, and Randy legally can't even drive because his eyes. He's never had any vegetables or fruit, so his eyes. He's legally blind. So he shouldn't be. He's day blind.
Yeah.
He can see perfectly at night.
Legally and outside the law. Like, the law has nothing to do with it, honestly.
He's paralyzed.
The law has no jurisdiction over his sight.
Yes. Yes. So, look, it's taking a long time, but we only have 24 hours to shoot because we're each getting $20K and the budget is $20K.
Yeah.
So, there was a GoFundMe.
Hollywood budgeting.
Yeah, right? Some fancy accounting, right?
Yeah,
classic, right? It was a GoFundMe that did it, is giving me and Randy the salaries.
Wow.
By, like, a hospital. It's a hospital.
So, you're...
You know what I say when somebody sends me a GoFundMe for their little short film, even if it's Michael Mann? I say, go fund yourself.
Go fund yourself.
Argo, sorry. Take that again. Kevin, back it up to the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
I say, Argo, fund yourself.
Chris.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, the insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names in the red carpet line back always. Showbiz. Chris.
Now that we're all going back to work and stuff, things are, this thing is kind of... Kind of over.
Let's face it, it's over. Yeah, it's done.
And so
right.
We're thinking no more videos. Time for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cut. Are you cutting me off?
Actually opening up opportunities, like your future.
We're giving you some options.
Okay. So, sorry, I'll listen.
Oh, it might be time for that. So,
I think the structure of a workplace could be very useful for you.
A schedule.
Yes.
Someone that you're accountable to. I hate to use the B word, but a boss.
I'm sorry, but fuck you guys.
Well,
I don't want that.
This
whole Good Time Charlie routine.
Fuck off.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Chris.
Fuck you, Sean, and fuck you, Hayes, and fuck you, Kevin.
Really constructive language.
I knew this was going to turn.
What an intelligent,
very
class.
10 a.m. Yeah. You're doing this. 10. Let's meet at 10 a.m.
Oh, what a sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
no
knew.
Wonder people watch your videos.
Done it at 9, but Mr. Van Winkle is
these
live
incredible
streaming
references.
Himself, having a big snoozy.
You're talking. You call me Van.
Now,
you're talking
now,
to Griffin Winkle
me,
again,
Chris,
Mr. Van Winkle.
Chris, listen, and just let me get that. I listen to you with all your talk, with all those F bombs flying around. Now you listen to me. Now, if you don't want to get a job, okay, but you will go back to school, so you can go out there. You can apply.
I've
pulled some stuff from the classified section. I think you'd be good for.
Fine.
You can go back to school, or you can always come join me at the hardware store, and we'd love to have you. And Curtis has been asking where you've been. So you can come with me to the store, and that would be great. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to make
Curtis.
These little videos.
I like Curtis.
This is what you're not going to do. You're not going to make little videos all day.
Fine.
Insulting our elected officials.
With your parody songs, your jaunty parody songs about elected officials. People that gave up their lives for public service.
Public service. Service. They have jobs, Chris. Maybe that's fine. What you're poking fun at.
I'll work at the hardware.
Good. Come to the hardware store.
I'll work at the hardware store. Good. I'll work at the
hardware store.
Your finger, tell the me way that, you cross, I see you're crossing your fingers, but
extremely
it's
crossed
demented.
In a way that
it's
looks like
much.
It hurt.
This is how I was taught.
Really painful. They're turning.
I'm trembling.
All the,
my body,
all the
my
blood
adrenaline.
Is leaving
show
your
me
fingers.
That. Your thumb's doing something unusual.
We might
as
need
well.
Curtis to get the key making machine to separate those fingers.
I have dissociated from the pain of what I'm doing right now. From what I'm doing, I can't even think straight. I mean, I can't tell if it's wow. the anger or what I'm doing with my fingers. But I said
this is normal, right?
Right,
I just crossed him a little.
Oh, I also snap weird too. I do that. People don't like it how I snap.
Yeah,
that's pretty. It's pretty quiet.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah,
it doesn't.
It doesn't really matter what you do with those fingers up top. Snapping is just the sound of
you can
this finger hitting your palm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So just
I mean,
slap. Just do this.
This is what
people say. What's the sound of one hand clapping? I go snapping.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah, it sounds like that.
Sounds like a snap.
You got to do it hard. But yeah, no, I'm not going to the hardware store. And I'm not. And yeah, maybe
so
I'll go.
You were lying.
Yeah, I was lying. I was crossing my fingers. And
that's
I think
why
you guys,
had
I think
your
you, I
that's
think you
why
guys,
you had your fingers
so
crossed.
What, okay.
You guys think you can get.
I knew
you get
it.
Up early. You do your early podcast. You get me in here. You have this intervention. I'm not. I am beyond livid with you two. And you,
Chris,
Kevin.
Cover is Ovid. And it's time to get back to work or maybe go to the store. Or you can go to school.
Fine.
But you're not going to get a communications degree, okay?
Fine.
You're going to learn a trade.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
A BA in little videos. Not happening.
Fine, I'll go back to school to be a nurse.
Good.
And no becoming like a TikTok influencer nurse.
Yes, no, you are not going to be in your scrubs and then throw
no
a shoe in
scrubs.
The air and then you catch the shoe on your foot.
I got a song for you.
A high heel.
I bet you could guess what it is.
Tater Boy, what is it?
No, it's no scrubs.
No, I didn't see that coming, to be honest.
Kevin has something he wants to say as well. Kevin has prepared a little something.
Kevin, I swear to God.
Chris, I know you're interested in nursing, but if you were come to the hardware store...
Wow, the thing you prepared was exactly like following up on
something. Yeah,
the nursing stuff. I never heard
I guess this really is a passion
before.
Of yours, Chris. You and Kevin must have discussed it.
Well, everyone knew that I gave up nursing to make little videos.
Wow. It's obvious.
At the beginning of the pandemic, you quit nursing when the pandemic started.
Yep.
To make little videos.
To become a micro-influencer.
Real nice.
Very little videos.
What was that, Sean?
Gas station TV.
Kevin, please.
If you were to come to the hardware store...
The gas station TV called me a one-pump chump the other day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess to get my attention, they were like, hey, you, one-pump chump.
Was
as
it
if, like I'm supposed to be pumping my gas multiple times.
Is it Seth Meyers calling you that? It's usually him on the TV.
Yeah, yeah. Seth Meyers for Heineken Zero, because you can get what fun to like be pumping your gas at the gas station, go in the station, get a Heine at the AM/PM, drink it while you're pumping your gas.
Yep, get in the car and peel out.
You can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kevin, tell me what you want. What can I do for you? How can I change my life, my peaceful, lazy life, to make you happy?
Thanks for asking. There's two departments you could join at the hardware store if you were to come, and I manage both of these two departments. There's several departments, but there's two that you could be a part of. Copy of the keys.
These are
Oh, okay.
I just said that Curtis runs the key making machine. Yeah. You don't. And
he's
there are no
not.
Departments.
We have. We
that's going to create
competing.
So much animosity.
Yeah, it's going to be really violent.
He has the machine. I do it from scratch. So you could
oh,
join my key
them.
Copying department, which is fun.
Kevin,
and you have
do not hold
off.
Up your keys on the video feeds.
Yeah, can please. I screenshot that so I can.
So they can like
copy the
3D print. Yeah. Right now. people like watching this feed at home, there are 3D printed key copies just coming out of the like the
shooting.
Special drive that these people have. They just shooting do out. It automatically. Yes.
Yeah. Copy the keys.
Okay.
Hiding the other side now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do those from scratch, or mm-hmm. you can help me build the play place.
Okay.
We have a lot
that's
of
that's a very cute drill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we need to make a big play place.
We need to make a play place in the hardware store, like it's an aisle, the play for the men to play in.
For the men to play in, yes. Mm. We need something for them to do.
Okay, you know what? This doesn't sound that bad. I've been looking for structure, actually. I mean, I didn't like the way that Sean. It's good that you came first, you know, because you're bad cop. Hayes, you're good cop, and then we have Kevin. Just
Sean,
being,
did you have it? That's what she said.
Nanny.
Did you have it? That's what she
all
said.
Cops
what,
are bad.
A second ago. I thought I saw that's what she said on your face. Am I wrong about that?
I've always got one in the chamber, you know?
Okay, okay. Maybe it was related to something else. I just wanted to make sure that one.
Because, I mean,
Sean,
cause
it's
what,
good
what,
that you went first.
What happened?
He said came, and I thought, and I just, yeah, I thought I saw you do the deep inhale that in preparation for it.
And Hayes, that's really nice of you because what happens, it's like the Raisin in the Sun poem. What happens to a that's what she said deferred? You know, does it fester or does it explode? And it can really live in a body if you don't let it out. And so I think it's really good that you offered that release.
Does it rupture like a zit?
Does it blow its brains out?
Mm-hmm.
Like Randy in the end of Collateral. Oh, that's important.
He at the end kills himself. What?
Yeah.
And he plays the Jamie Foxx character?
He ad-libs it. Yeah. He gets it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Every character.
That's
every
a big
character
change.
It's one of the only changes.
Every character kills themselves?
Extras, too. Yeah, everyone.
What? Background?
Everyone's got it. Michael Mann
Shakespearean.
Said, everyone's got to go. Yeah. Kevin, yeah, man. You know, I'll come with you and I'll build the play place. And I appreciate this intervention. I get that.
Great.
I get that it's been going on too long, and this is a long time coming.
It's just
episode. Do you think it's been going on too long?
I don't see a little video.
No.
Okay,
I mean,
no. If you think so, that's
what
fine,
I've
no,
been
we can
doing.
Go, we can go,
yeah,
we can go.
Chris, jeez,
that's not
the episode
guys,
is too long
bye.
For you.
Bye.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.